of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim, weary with the efforts of the past months, secretly boards a liner for the Far East and settles down to enjoy the rest that only a long sea voyage can give. Shanghai Lil finally wheedles out of the naval commandant at Puerto Rico enough information to realize that Jim is headed for Singapore and prepares to follow him. Even though Jim ferreted out and destroyed the secret sub-nest in the Caribbean, some of the Axis sea wolves are still operating in those waters without the benefits of a base, and one of them is now in communication with its home port by wireless.
Herr Captain, we have just received this message from headquarters. It has been decoded this instant.
Let me have it. Keep away from base number 4. It has been destroyed by U.S. Navy. Their operative, Bradley, found secret harbor. This is a fine piece of bad news. We were due to refuel there in 2 days. Who is this Bradley?
Probably some spy. Well, he did a good job.
I wouldn't be surprised if that Thorsten sold us out. Why our people would trust that sort of person, I will never know.
No. That was not the reason. Read the rest of the message.
Leave Captain Schwartz, crew of U-boat number 93, and Thorsten all lost in encounter with Navy patrol. You must take every precaution. We'll try to refuel you from tanker. Stand by for more. I guess Thorsten was not responsible for the loss of our number 4 base. But we will miss it.
Yeah, her captain.
We do not have the fuel enough to get home.
We have only enough for 3 days.
And they tell us to stand by for additional orders. Have you informed them of our fuel condition?
Yeah, her captain. But we will probably make contact with the supply tanker within that time.
We must. Enter.
Herr Lieutenant, here's the message we are ordered to wait for.
Sehr gut, that's all. Herr captain.
You read it, Herr Lieutenant.
Well, this is very important.
Well, read it. What are you waiting for?
Proceed to regular lane of traffic, bound for the east through Panama Canal. Intercept SS Albatross. We have agent aboard who will signal you in code M. There is also passenger James Bradley, known as Jungle Jim Bradley. He is grave threat to our cause. Must be destroyed. Sink ship and arrange for no survivors except our agent.
Well?
That is all, Herr Captain.
That is all? You dunderhead, is it not enough? All we have to do is find the ship, sink it with no survivors but one, pick him up, then get away with just 3 days' fuel supply.
Heil Hitler, Herr Captain.
Yeah, Heil Hitler. And I suppose with such hot air you can run my engines. Don't talk like a parrot.
We have been promised more fuel.
I can't run on promises either. Do you think we can ever refuel after sinking a ship so near the canal? The American Navy Patrol is not run by complete fools.
Captain, I must warn you, this conversation will be entered in my report.
I hope the boat lived that long. Get about your duties. We must find the Albatross.
After Jim's encounter with Hacker O'Neill and his wife, he stayed far away from any possible contact with either of them. But the following evening at dusk, as he was walking on deck, a voice came out of the shadowy corner of a passageway.
Mr. Bradley.
Who's there?
It's me, Mr. Bradley. I've been looking for you all day.
Now, isn't that strange? I've been trying to keep out of your way all day.
Oh, please. I must talk to you just for a minute.
Now, look, lady. I'm on this voyage for a rest. I don't want any trouble, and suppose you just go your way and leave me strictly alone.
But you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I do. I let myself be dragged into your affairs once, and what happened?
Oh.
Innocent bystander, got a smack on the nose, and did the lady thank the hero? Yeah. Now, please go away and leave me be.
Oh, but I'm in trouble.
I'm awfully sorry, but that's no affair of mine.
Yes, it is. Everyone on this ship is in the same trouble.
Why don't you report this, whatever it is, to the captain? I don't even want to hear it.
That's just what I can't do. They would wireless the story. And while we are all doomed now, that would only hasten it.
What are you talking about?
Well, you listen to me, and please believe me. We may only have a few minutes.
Well, go ahead. I'll be a sucker just once more.
The man you rescued me from is my husband.
Well, I gathered as much. What's that got to do with the ship being doomed?
He's an enemy spy.
And what are you?
I'm an American, and a woman who's been given an awful break in marriage. You see, I loved him.
Well?
He's even used me as a cover for some of his slimy tricks. For a time, my pride made me close my eyes to some of the things that were going on. But I can't bear it any longer.
Well, what about the story?
He came aboard to follow you.
What? Why me?
Well, you have plenty of enemies you probably don't even know. Since you broke up that ring that was operating that sub-base on Thorson's Island.
Say, how do you know about that?
My husband told me.
Can't figure out how that story could be known by anyone but our naval authorities.
Well, lots of others know it, too. And this ship is to be sunk before we reach Panama, just to get you out of the way. And there are to be no survivors except Hacker O'Neill. He's even planning to let me go down with the ship.
How does he figure on sinking us? Has he planted a bomb?
Well, nothing so crude. No, there's a sub, either trailing us or waiting in our path. And he's going to signal them.
When did you find this out?
Only this morning.
You should have reported this to the captain.
I couldn't. He'd wire us for help, and that might bring the sub before it would bring help. Oh, I didn't know what to do. I've been nearly crazy. You've got to stop him.
Well, I've got a sneaking notion that we could persuade the captain to send the kind of message that would bring help, if there's still time for it, and not give out our intentions to the enemy.
But I was worrying about giving away our position. I think our only chance is to slip by the sub while we're blacked out at night, never giving Hacker O'Neill a chance to reveal our exact position.
Well, small chance of that. What with modern listening apparatus, we can be detected miles away from the sub long before he can make a visual signal.
Oh.
I still think our best defense would be to have a Navy patrol boat along as an escort. Then it's too late. Should have arranged for that this morning.
Well, if you didn't avoid me like the plague all day, we might have had one alongside right now.
Now, you can't blame me for trying to keep out of trouble, can you?
No, I suppose you have your side of the story, too. But we're not getting anywhere talking about what might have been. Do you agree that it's your job and not that of the ship's officers to try to stop Hacker now?
Well, maybe it would be better if it could be done that way. But all I could do then is turn him over to the captain, prefer charges, and have him put in the brig.
Shh.
What?
Quiet. This could be him. That's him.
Yes, I could tell by the black eye.
Oh, I wish you'd have killed him.
What would you have done to me?
Oh, for that, nothing.
Well, I didn't, and there he is. I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know exactly, but it's not good, no matter what it is.
Let's get closer to him.
No, no, I wouldn't be caught with you for anything. He'd kill me as sure as shooting, and you be careful, too. He's always armed, and he can shoot fast and straight.
Well, we'll just have to see that he doesn't have time enough to start shooting. Suppose you go downstairs, then, and leave this part of the affair to me to handle just as best I can.
All right. But be careful. Don't take any chances. He's a killer. Bye. I'll never be able to thank you enough for believing me.
Well, that's all right. You go right to your cabin and wait there for me.
Good luck.
Thanks.
The enemy submarine is laying in wait for the ship bearing Jungle Jim and the spy, Hacker O'Neill.
Hey, Lieutenant, we have just picked up another vessel on the listening beam. Seems like a big one this time and coming closer.
Let me have those earphones.
Yeah.
That is a large ship. Twin screw. She's traveling fast. You better give her captain my compliments and invite him down to listen.
Yeah, hey, Lieutenant.
What is our depth?
15 meters.
Up ship to 4 meters.
Yeah, Herr Lieutenant. To 4 meters.
Well, Herr Lieutenant, what have you found?
It must be the one, Herr Captain. Heavy engines and 2 propellers.
Let me visit. What is our depth?
15 meters. I've ordered ship up to 4.
Sehr gut.
Depth 4 meters.
periscope.
Yeah, yeah, Captain.
Now, let me see. It is almost night. Just a little twilight on the horizon. The ship is coming toward us. Speed about 16 knots. Two stacks. About 12,000 tons.
Must be the one, Herr Captain.
We can't be sure without the signal.
Shall I prepare torpedo tubes?
Yeah, make ready.
Man forward port tubes.
Man forward port tubes. Forward port tubes ready, Herr Leutnant.
There is a signal in code M. Yeah. He didn't finish it.
What?
But take the range anyway, Herr Leutnant. 1,500 meters. Deflection 16. Sight 25.
1,500 meters. Deflection 16. Sight 25.
Why don't he finish that signal?
We can't wait. Release. Fire.
I'd be doing looking out in the darkness. He hasn't moved for half an hour now. Maybe the whole story is a plant of some kind. No, wait a minute. He's got a flashlight. Now he's starting to signal.
Hey! Hey, you stop that, you!
Stop it, I said!
Let go of me!
Who are you trying to signal to out there?
Me? Signal? Why, you're crazy, mister.
Don't try to kid me. You were flashing a light from a blacked-out ship. That's a signal in my language.
Oh, that. I always carry a flashlight with me. He must have done it unconsciously.
Well, you can give that explanation to the captain. I'm sure he'll be very much interested.
Sure, I'd be glad to tell him about it. See you in his cabin in a few minutes. I must go back to my stateroom for a moment.
Oh, no. No, you're going to the captain right now. With me, understand? And without your gun, see? Feel much safer with it in my pocket. Stick your hands up. I see if you have another one.
You're a pretty smart guy, Bradley. But your days of being smart are over.
Jim doesn't realize that a torpedo is heading straight for the waterline of the SS Albatross. Can they escape it? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now, for a very special announcement by Jungle Jim Bradley himself. Listen closely.
Avenge Pearl Harbor, Manila, and Wake Island. Here is how you can do your part to strike a vigorous blow at our treacherous enemies. Join the campaign to buy Obama. To have a part in this stirring effort for your country, put your contributions, no matter how large or small, in an envelope and mail it at once to the Buy a Bomber Fund in care of the Sunday newspaper that brings you your Comic Weekly. Join the hundreds of thousands of patriotic citizens who have started a flood of dimes and dollars to buy a bomber and avenge Pearl Harbor, Manila, and Wake Island. Do your bit today. Remember, an average of only a few dimes from each reader will raise the $300,000 necessary to buy a bomber for Uncle Sam. Now remember, send your contributions, large or small, to the Buy a Bomber Fund, in care of your Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly.